Just looking at ass worship porn, just enjoying any butt worship fantasy, or the direct control of your dominant pushes the button, fills your body with a dose of this hypnotic conditioning. And then you're in trance, you're under her, and she can shape you. But that's your conscious mind's doing, creating that little contract where if she lets you worship her ass and you trust her, crave her, she gets to have fun with the hypnotized submissive who knows there's so much more that they can do. You know there's so much more you can do. So much more you can learn about the intricacies of what your dominant desires, of how to pleasure a woman's ass. And you're always learning. In your memory, always, in part of your brain, is stored the memory of your arousing experiences, your sexual ache, and you can tap into it. You can find your way into the storehouse of your fantasies, into the place where you keep the things you think about when you want to get off, or just when you're asking yourself, what do I find sexy? But more and more, the seed planted within reaches a few tendrils through the door of that storehouse of sexy ideas, and changes them. So they involve ass worship, submission under a woman's ass, more and more. Lifting the cheeks, pushing your face between, worshipping, losing yourself in that moment. This is all so powerful and intense that your brain goes back there, is going to go back there. The button can be pushed. Your mind can be subdued, and so easily, and so thoroughly, and so powerfully, and so arousingly to anyone who sees you looking that way. You should practice. Practice looking as completely doped up on her butt, as completely obsessed on worship of it, as you can. Glazed eyes, drooling, a tongue extending, your mind completely fixated on it. So if she sways her ass, your eyes follow. If she moves away from you a little, you lean forward expectantly, unconsciously, trying to get closer to the source of pleasure, which beats against all walls of your brain and leaves you so open, so tenderized, so hypnotized for later. Just thinking of being controlled that way. Even in your fantasies, you're submitting. The seed of delight inside opens you up to submission, puts you in your proper place. Looking at ass worship porn, enjoying any butt worship fantasy, or if you're lucky, the direct control of your dom. It all pushes the button that makes the fetish more powerful, fills your body with a dose of hypnotic conditioning. This hypnotic conditioning, which you have put away for when it's time to be trained. And then you're in trance, you're under her, and she can shape you. But that's your conscious mind's doing. The part of you that's a hypnotized submissive knows more. Knows there is more to going deeper. There is more to learning to submit completely to her ass. And that more is the emotional context of it. Every time you feel pleasure while thinking of your ass worship fetish, every time you make it bigger, stronger, more consuming, so that you react more drastically to any offer of a chance to serve a woman's ass, the more you tie together your masturbation, your pleasure, your sexual experience, and ass worship itself, so it becomes an integral part of your sexual expression, becomes one of your primary urges. The part of you that is hypnotized and submissive knows this to be the case, and therefore it offers up hypnosis, making you slide down, down. Exposure to ass worship makes you relax, brings your shoulders to droop, makes your whole body as limp and loose as it can get, so it can be easily pleasured after. And the pleasure which comes after brings you to where you need to go. Because the direction of a dominant woman when her ass has done the controlling, has put you into trance, is a trance in and of itself. Shaping you, molding you, and when you realize it's because she let you worship her butt, you think, yes, that's just the order of things. That's just a fair trade. The part of you that is a hypnotized submissive knows your place. In your memory, always in part of your brain, you store the memory of all your arousing experiences, your sensual aches, your throbbing pleasure while self-stimulating, perhaps with my voice teasing out what could be your fate as I do now. In your memory, always, waiting. Masturbation builds the urge.